Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.
Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. I'm Pastor Steve. The show is Word for Word for Thursday, September 22nd, 2016. And we are going to be going back into the book of Bamidbar, which is the Hebrew name for the book of Numbers, and it means in the wilderness. And we will be covering chapters 31 and 32 today. It's pretty action-packed here in the 31. And we will be getting to that really quick. I am going to be pre-recording all these shows for the High Holy Days, Yom Kippur, which means the Day of Propitiation, Day of Covering Over. It does not mean atonement. That is a misnomer that has been perpetuated through the years. I will be doing a special show for that. And I will have everything pre-recorded throughout the Feast of Tabernacles. I will be attending that with my local congregation here and observe that. So I'm going to get way ahead on shows because I really need the fellowship, as all of us do. And it's going to be a joyous time for us. And I urge all of you to observe the feasts. Please, that's one of the main things that Yahweh wants. So let's delve right into chapter 31 here. Verse 1. Spoke Yahweh to Moshe, saying, Avenge... 5358, vengeance, 5360, for the children of Israel upon the Midianim, 4084, those are the Midianites. Afterward, 310, you will be gathered unto your people. He's speaking to Moshe, telling him he's going to be taken. And chapter 31, verse 2, you can reference the book of Yashar, which is Jasher in English, chapter 86, verse 6. Verse 3. Spoke Moshe to the people, saying, Arm 2502 from among you men for military duty. It shall be against Midian 4080, and give vengeance for Yahweh on Midian. Verse 4, 1,000 of every tribe. Now, that's one big long string of words. It's 505-4294, 505-4294. It repeats itself. Of all tribes of Israel, you shall send to military duty. There were delivered 4560. From the thousands of Israel, 1,000 from each tribe. 12,000 armed for military duty. Now 4560 will have a different use in verse 16. I'll just tell you that up front. It has multiple uses. Verse 6, and sent them, Moshe, 1,000 from each tribe to military duty, and Pinchas, son of Eleazar, the priest, to military duty with the holy instruments of the trumpets, 2689, to blow 8643 in his hand. Those are the long silver trumpets made out of pure silver that I spoke of in past chapters. They were for sending signals during the war. Verse 7, and they warred 6633 against Midian, as commanded Yahweh to Moshe, and they slew 2026 all the males, 2145. Verse 8, and the kings of Midian they slew, because the rest of those slain, 2491, beside the rest of those slain, Ewi, E-W-I-Y, 189, and Rekem, R-E-Q-E-M, 7552, and Sur, T-S-U-R, 6698, and Kur, C-H-U-R, 2354, and Reba, 7254. Pardon me just a second. Had a frog in my throat there. Five kings of Midian. Remember this guy? And Bileam, son of Beor, they slew with the sword. He was with Midian, instigating and doing Baal worship with them. And he was against Yahweh. He was a wizard, a sorcerer, a conjurer. And he got himself killed. He hung with the wrong crowd. And verse 8, you can reference Joshua chapter 13, verses 21 and 22. So Bileam got himself killed. Oh my. Verse 9, and took captive, 7617, the children of Israel, the women, of Midian, and their little ones, 2945, and all their beasts, and all their livestock, 4375, and all their possessions, 2428, for plunder, 962. Verse 10, and all the cities, 5892, where they dwelled, and all their settlements, 2918, they burned with fire. And those were villages that were surrounded by stone walls. That's what settlements was, 2918. Pardon me again. Verse 11. And they took all the plunder, 7998, and all the booty, 4455, of Adam, 120. Notice that Adam is used here, and of beasts, 929. Verse 12, and they brought the captives, 7628, and the booty and the plunder to Moshe and Eleazar the priest, and to the congregation of the children of Israel, to the camp at the plains, 6160, that's Valley Plains, of Moab, which are by the Jordan River by Jericho. 3405. That's the Jordan River by Jericho in English. They put a J in there instead of the Y as it is in Hebrew. They changed the pronunciation of it. And went forth Moshe and Eleazar the priest, and all the leaders, 5387, of the congregation, to meet them outside of the camp. Verse 14, and angry, 7107, was Moshe with those mustered of the army, 2428, leaders, 8269, those officers, leaders, captains, that's interchangeable, leaders of thousands and leaders of hundreds, which came from the host, 6635, of the battle, 4421. And the host is the troops, the army, and that's what host actually means. Verse 15, and said to them, Moshe, you have kept alive, 2421, that's one word, all the women. He was upset about that. Verse 16, lo, 2005, these, 2007, caused the children of Israel by the words of Bileam, see, he was instigating this, to commit 4560, trespass 4604, against Yahweh in the matter of Peor, 6465, Baal Peor. Remember when Bileam was up on that mountain on the high place of Peor? Well, and there was a plague among the congregation of Yahweh. Remember that when they fell in with the worshipers of Baal, of Peor? Verse 17. Now this is harsh, but this is what is to be done when you have people that are doing this against Yahweh. Yahweh first in all things. Remember, I say that all the time. Yahweh first. Don't go after your heart by which you used to go astray. Yahweh first. Obey His laws before everything. Don't judge His laws by your heart, because you will err. Verse 17. Now, therefore, slay all the males of the little ones, and all the women that have known a man by bedding, 4904, with a male, 2145, slay. Verse 18, but all the little ones of the women that have not known bedding a male, keep alive for yourselves. Now let's go back to verse 11. I took all the booty of Adam. These were Adamic females. They had gone astray and were worshiping false gods, but they were still Adamic. We have Adamics today that are worshiping false gods, but they're still Adamics. And it is legal by Yahweh's law to marry a female of the Adamic race for a male of Israel. As long as they are Adamic seed line, they are fair game. But no non-Adamics. Verse 19. And you abide 2584. 3 outside the camp, 7 days, all that slew a person and all that touched any slain. And purify yourselves 2, 3, 9, 8 on the third day, and on the seventh day you and the captives. Remember Yahweh's law about touching a corpse or being near someone that has been slain? They would be unclean for 7 days, even though it was a righteous war. Yahweh's laws don't change. There are no exceptions. Verse 20, and all clothing and all items of skin, 5785, and all works, 4639, of goat's hair, 5795, and all items of wood, purify. They were to wash and clean all this stuff because it was ceremonially unclean at that point by the shedding of the blood of the enemy in the presence of dead bodies. And they were unclean, and whatever they touched was unclean for 7 days. Verse 21, and said Eleazar the priest to the men of the military that went to battle, this is the ordinance of the Torah that commanded Yahweh to Moshe. Only the gold and the silver and the bronze and the iron and the tin and the lead all things that may go through the fire, you shall pass through the fire, and they shall be clean. But by the water of impurity, 5079, it shall be purified, and all that cannot go through the fire must pass through the water. In other words, the booty, the spoil of war, had to be cleansed as well. Verse 24, and you shall wash your clothes on the seventh day, and you shall be clean, and afterward you shall come into the camp. That whole army had to wait outside the camp and do all this purification for 7 days. Because Yahweh dwelled in the camp, and they could not come in while they were ceremonially unclean. That's how he worked it. That it, whatever he wants, that's how it's to be. Take the complete amount, that's 7218, literally the head of the booty, 4455, and that is literally jaws that was taken captive of Adam and beast, you and Eleazar the priest, and the head, 7218, fathers of the congregation. Verse 27, and divide the booty in two parts. Between those that handled 8610, the war, who went forth in the military, and between all the congregation. Verse 28, and raise a tribute, 4371, to Yahweh, of the men of war that went forth in the military, one person of 500 from Adam, and from the cattle, and from the asses, and from the sheep. From their half take, and give to Eleazar the priest a heave offering to Yahweh. This is Yahweh speaking. Verse 30, from the half of the children of Israel, take one portion, 270 of 50. A portion is here, 270 is as something seized from Adam, from the cattle, from the asses, and from the flocks, from all the beasts, and give them to the Levium, which keep the duty of the tabernacle of Yahweh. They were going to get their portion, including the slave girls. Verse 31, and did Moshe and Eleazar the priest that which commanded Yahweh to Moshe. Verse 32, and the booty, the rest of the booty which the men of military service had plundered, was 675,000 sheep. Wow. Verse 33. And 72,000 cattle. Verse 34. And 61,000 asses. That's donkeys. Verse 35, and 32,000 persons of, and I have added the race of, because it's a small a, and that is in italics to show it's not actually in the Hebrew, it's an insertion for clarity, and 32,000 persons of the race of Adam in all, of women that had not known a man by bedding a male. These were young virgins. They had not been defiled. And they were Adamic. And they were fair game. Verse 36. And the half, the portion that went forth to military service, was in number 4557, 337,500 sheep. Whoa, a lot of sheep. 37, and the tribute to Yahweh from the sheep was 675. Verse 38, and the cattle, 36,000, of which the tribute to Yahweh was 72. Verse 39, and the asses, 30,500, and the tribute to Yahweh was 61. Verse 40, and the persons of, and again I've added the race of in italics, persons of the race of Adam, 120, 16,000. And the tribute to Yahweh was 32 persons. They were given to the Levites to be servants. And these young girls were given to the males of Israel. And they were of Adamic seed line. Therefore, they could breed with them and not race mix. Their parents and the others had gone astray in their worship, but the Midiani was always Adamic, remember? All the way back, there was the father-in-law, and he was priest of the Midiani, they were Adamic, and he knew Yahweh, but these people had perverted, they had been perverted by Bileam. Bileam was teaching them to worship Baal of Peor. So Bileam got his just due. He got stuck with some steel. Tough. Verse 41, and gave Moshe the tribute, a heave offering to Yahweh, to Eleazar the priest, as commanded Yahweh to Moshe. Now, think back. Reuel, or Yithro, was a Midiani. And he gave good advice to Moshe. It was his father-in-law. But this particular section of the Midiani had apostatized. But they were Adamic. Verse 42. How many of the Adamic race are traitors today? How many of our own people are race traitors today? How many? How many worship false gods? Has it changed all that much? No. No. Verse 42, and of the half of the children of Israel that divided Moshe from the men that warred, 43, it was the half of the congregation from the sheep, 337,500. That's a lot of sheep. Of cattle, 36,000. Of asses, 30,500. Of persons of, again added, the race of Adam, 16,000. Verse 47. Took Moshe from the half of the children of Israel from one portion of 50 of Adam and of beast, and gave them to the Lewium, which kept the duty of the tabernacle of Yahweh, as that commanded by Yahweh to Moshe. Verse 48. And came near to Moshe the officers, 6485. That means those that were appointed. Over the thousands of the host, captains, 8269. I told you that word is used for officers, captain, chieftains, heads, leaders. Captains of thousands and captains of hundreds. And they said to Moshe, your servants have taken away from the total, that's 7218, that's the head, again, literally, of the men of war that are under our hand, and there is not mustered from us one man. Verse 50, we have therefore brought an offering for Yahweh, what every man has gotten, 4672, that's literally found, okay? Of items of gold, chains, 685, and bracelets, 6781, rings, 2885. Earrings, 5694, and ornaments, 3558, to make propitiation for ourselves before Yahweh. That's a lot. 51. And took Moshe and Eleazar the priest the gold from them, all items of workmanship. 52. And all the gold of the offering, 8641, that they lifted up to Yahweh from the captains of thousands and from the captains of hundreds was 16,750 shekels. Whoa, that's a lot of gold. 53. The men of military service had taken loot, for each man. 54. Took Moshe and Eleazar the priest, the gold of the officers of thousands and hundreds, and brought it into the tent of meeting as a memorial, 2146, for the children of Israel before Yahweh. In Genesis 25:2, we see that Midian was the son of Abraham by Keturah. Keturah was a concubine, not the first wife like Rebekah was. There was no inheritance of the firstborn for him. In Genesis 25:4, it lists all the sons of Midian who became the Midiani. In Genesis 25:5, Yitzchak, that's Isaac, gets the inheritance. In 25:6, the sons of the concubines get gifts and are sent away to the east. There they form their own nation. Years later, Israel, the nation, comes near the Midiani. These Midiani were not in Mitzrayim with Israel, thus were not in the Exodus. The Midiani had adopted some of the religious practices of the Canaani that were around them. These practices put them in conflict with Israel and the laws of Yahweh. And at this point, they had mixed with some locals, so not all of them were of pure seed line. Sexual contact by Israel was forbidden. So when they had their women seduce some men of Israel at the urging of Bileam, they defiled Yahweh or Israel in Yahweh's sight, because some of these women were mixed blood. Yahweh demands vengeance over this, and in his wrath he causes a punishing plague that slew many Israeli for mixing with these people. Midian now owed a blood debt and would pay it back in blood and plunder. There is a clear distinction between Adam and beast. 929 can mean two-legged beast, not just four-legged. These were part of the plunder and would be field slaves forever. The virgin women of Adamic seed would be kept for whatever use the men of Israel saw fit, including sex. The non-Adamics were slain. A pure Adamic woman may be assimilated into Israel by marriage to an Israelite man. But if there is any admixture, they are not fit to join the congregation. That is a law. Now we will go into chapter 32. And it gives a list of a lot of the stuff that was taken. So we'll just run through this. I won't bother with the verse numbers because it really isn't necessary unless I give a reference number. Chapter 32, verse 1. Much livestock had the children of Reuben and the children of Gad. A great multitude, that's 6099-3966 combined. And when they saw the land of Yaezer, that's 3270, and the land of Gilead, 1568, behold, the place was a place for livestock. verse 2, and came the children of God, and G-A-D, God. That's where they get God from, a pagan god of fortune. Gad, God. It's a long A, actually. And the children of Reuben, and said to Moshe, and to Eleazar the priest, and to the leaders of the congregation, saying, Ataroth, 5852, and Dibon, 1769, and Yaezer, and Nimrah, 5247, and Cheshbon, 2809, and Elale, 500, and Nebo, 5015, and Bayon, 1194. The land which smote Yahweh before the congregation of Israel is a land for livestock, and your servants have livestock. They just listed all the places that were conquered. And said, if we have found grace, 2580, in your sight, give this land to your servants as a possession, 272, and not pass over the Jordan River. Said Moshe to the children of God, Gad, and the children of Reuben, shall your kinsmen, 251, go to battle, and you sit here, 3427? And for what reason, 4100, do you discourage, 5106, the heart, 3820, of the children of Israel from passing over to the land that gave to them Yahweh? Verse 8. Thus did your forefathers when I sent them from Kadesh Barnea, 6947, to see the land. Now that verses 8 and 9 reference Numbers chapter 13, verses 17 through 33. They went up into the river valley, 5158, of Eshcol, 812, that's where they found the big grapes, and saw the land, and they discouraged the heart of the children of Israel, so they did not go to the land that gave to them Yahweh. And kindles was the anger at that time, and he swore, speaking of Yahweh, 7650, saying, the men that came up from Mitzrayim from 20 years old and upward shall not see the land, 127, that I swore to Abraham and Yitzchak and to Jacob, because they did not fully, 4390, follow me. And verses 10 through 13, you can reference Numbers 14, 26 through 35. Except Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, that's not Caney, see the Cain, that's a Kenizzite, different folk. Don't get them confused. And Yahshua, son of Nun, for they fully followed Yahweh. And kindled was the anger of Yahweh against Israel, and made them to wander in the wilderness 40 years, until all the generation that had done evil in the sight of Yahweh was consumed. 8552. There was only two that lived out of that whole big bunch of people, and that was Caleb and Yahshua. And the rest of these people are new people. So, and behold, you have risen up in the place of your forefathers, a progeny, 8635, of men of sin, 2400, to sweep, 5595, more, 5750, upon the fierce, 2740, anger of Yahweh toward Israel. Because if you turn away from following him, he will yet again leave them in the wilderness, and you shall destroy 7843, all these people. He didn't quite get what they were saying yet. They're going to tell him. And they came near to him and said, shearing pens, 1448, for sheep, we will build for our livestock and cities for our little ones. But we shall hasten in arms, that's 2502 and 2363, before the children of Israel, until that we have come to their place, and will dwell our little ones in the cities fortified, 4013, from the presence of the inhabitants of the land. Verse 18, we will not return to our homes until have inherited the children of Israel, each man his inheritance. Verse 19, because we will not inherit with them on the other side of the Jordan or beyond, 1973, because has come our inheritance to us on this side of the Jordan eastward, 4217. Aha, different story now. They're going to build fortifications and leave their kids and women behind, and they're going to go over as armed troops. They're going to complete their commitment. So that mollifies Moshe a little bit. Verse 20, and said to them, Moshe, if you will do this thing, if you will go armed, 2502, before Yahweh to battle, and all of you will pass over the Jordan, that's the Jordan River, armed before Yahweh, until he has driven out his hated enemies, that's 341, from before him, and the land is subdued, 3533, before Yahweh, then afterward you shall return and be guiltless, 5355, before Yahweh, and this land shall be your possession before Yahweh. That's a good deal. No problem. They found perfect grazing land. They were herdsmen, and they liked the land. They wanted to stay there, but they were going to go over and fight anyway for the rest of Israel. That's good. Verse 23, but if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned, 2398, and that's to miss the mark of duty and responsibility. You have sinned against Yahweh. And know your sin, 2403, that's an actual sin, will find you, 4672. In other words, you're going to bear the cost of it. 24, build your cities for your little ones and shearing pens for your sheep, and do that which has gone forth from your mouth. In other words, if you're going to talk the talk, walk the walk. You say you're going to do this, then you're going to have to do it. And spoke the children of God and the children of Reuben to Moshe, saying, your servants shall do that which my Lord commands. Now, the Lord here is 113. It can mean Lord and Master. In other words, a person, an earthly person of authority. It is not 136 Adonai, which they have substituted for the sacred name. This means they're giving respect to Moshe by this word. Verse 26, our little ones, our wives, our livestock, and all of our cattle shall be there in the cities of Gilead. But your servants will pass over, every man armed for military service before Yahweh to battle, as my Lord has spoken. They're going to keep their promise. And that was good. Now we're going to start on verse 28, but verse 28 through 32 you can reference the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verses 12 through 15. 28. So commanded concerning them Moshe to Eleazar the priest, and Joshua son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel. And said Moshe to them, if the children of God and the children of Reuben will pass over the Jordan River with you, every man armed for battle before Yahweh, and the land shall be subdued before you, then you shall give them the land of Gilead for a possession. But if they will not pass over with you armed, they shall have possessions among you in the land of Canaan. Verse 31, and answered the children of God and the children of Reuben, saying, as that which spoke Yahweh to his servant, so will we do. Verse 32. We will pass over armed before Yahweh into the land of Canaan, so that the possession of our inheritance on this side of the Jordan River may be ours. Verse 33. And gave to them Moshe, to the children of God, and to the children of Reuben, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh, son of Joseph, the kingdom of Sihon, king of the Amori, and the kingdom of Og, king of Bashan, the land with the cities of it within the boundaries, 1366, the cities of the land around them. Remember when they destroyed Sihon? He was the one that destroyed all the Moabites. Well, now they have that land. That's occupied land. No longer belongs to the Amori, and it no longer belongs to Moab. It belongs to Israel. Verse 34. And built the children of God Dibon, 1769, and Ataroth, 5852, and Aror, 6177. When they say built, they mean rebuilt, because they had been damaged in the war. So they just took them over and just rebuilt them. Verse 35, and Ataroth Shofan, that is 5852 and 5855 combined, and Yaezer and Yogbaha, and Beth Nimra, 1039, and Beth Haran, 1028. Now, Beth means house. It means the house of Nimra and house of Haran. Fortified cities and shearing pens for sheep. They got some walled cities in this deal, which they were going to need later. Verse 37, and the children of Reuben rebuilt, 1129, Keshbon and El Ale and Kiriathim. And chapter 32, verse 38, you can reference Numbers 20, 22 through 28, and Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 6, and chapter 32, verse 50. And Nebo and Baal Meon, 1186, their names being changed, 5437, and Sibma, and proclaimed the names as names of the cities that they rebuilt. Verse 39, and came the son of Machir, son of Manasseh, to Gileadah, 1568, that's the spelling of Gilead, and captured it, 3920, and dispossessed, 3423, multiple uses, the Amori that were there. verse 40, and gave Moshe Gilead, 1568, to Machir, son of Manasseh, and he dwelled there. And verse 40, you can reference Numbers 24, verse 1. Verse 41, and Yair, son of Manasseh, went and captured the villages 2333 of it and called them Kawoth Yair, 2334. And that means villages of Yair. Kawoth is a village. Verse 42, and Nobach, 5025, went and captured Kenoth, 7079, that is Q-E-N-A-T-H, and the villages of it, and called it Nobach, after his own name. So, what we have in this chapter is the people getting ready to go over the Jordan River, but there were a bunch of perfect areas for pasturage, for livestock, and these two tribes, Reuben and Gad, and a half tribe of Manasseh, they wanted to live over there too. Some of them, not all of them, but a lot of them. So they said, look, we want all this pasture land. This is just beautiful land, and it's right by this river. We have plenty of water, all that stuff. We want to settle here, and we're not trying to do you dirty. We're going to go over and fight with you. We'll be right there. We just want to leave our women and kids and our livestock here, and we'll go over as an army, and we will do battle. Because Moshe was concerned that they wouldn't be a repetition of the timidity of Israel when they were supposed to have entered the land of Canaan years before. They'd been wandering around for 40 years as punishment. And all the people that Yahweh said were going to die, died. Except for Yahshua and I just went blank. Duh. I hate that. Man. Oh, my. Do you ever have that happen to you? Caleb. I knew it started with a K. Man. Oh, boy, I'm so embarrassed. Dyslexia strikes again. Old age. Forgive me. Oh my. And the three groups, Reuben, Gad, and most of the tribe of Manasseh, assured him that they would be in all the battles. So they did that. They rebuilt all the land. They had conquered all these people, and they rebuilt the cities and built walls and shearing pens for the livestock. And everything they said they were going to do, and then they got ready. And later on, they're going to go over and fight. That ends chapter 32. So we're going to start on 33 tomorrow on Friday. And it's a big long thing of all these journeys. And it's just the whole thing is all about journeying all around and getting ready to go into the land of Canaan. And they don't actually start to cross over until the book of Joshua, okay? You've got the whole book of Deuteronomy coming up. As soon as I finish with this, I'll be done with this book on next Monday, and then we'll start into Deuteronomy. Ele Debarim, it means these are the words. That's how the book starts out, and that is the Hebrew name for it. And we've got to get to the death of Moshe himself. That'll be coming up. And he doesn't get buried like Aharon. Yahweh spirits him away. When he dies, Yahweh takes him. And he buried him. And nobody knows where. He did not give a location. It is a mystery to this day. But maybe we can ask him when we see him, when he comes back with Yeshua Messiah, when he rises up. Boy, that's going to be a glorious time. And I've been listening to a lot of these shows on EFR and elsewhere that are telling what's coming, and it's a wonderful thing that our people are waking up, and all the postings that I'm reading about what's going on in Europe and the United Kingdom and Poland. The Caucasian people are rising. And it's got a lot of the enemy worried, and rightly so. Because basically we've had it up to our eyeballs with their nonsense. And Christian warriors frighten them. The return of Yeshua Messiah frightens them. Because the devils know the gospel, and the devils know the truth. And they tremble. So their children are trembling as well. And it's going to be a glorious day with the coming, the return, the triumphant return of our Master and Lord Yeshua. And I'm very heartened by the awakening, and they've given us the news of all the posts that are downloading from EFR, and it is a much bigger success than we ever dreamed this soon, and it's just very heartening, and I am glad that the word is getting out among our brothers and sisters in Israel, and I'm very, very proud to be part of that and to be a servant to my Father in Heaven, Yahweh. And I have nothing but praise for all the blessings he's given me and the ones that he is showering on Israel and waking our people up because he loves us. And you should be very, very thankful of that too. So I will say Shalom Aleichem to all my brothers and sisters here. And I will talk to you tomorrow on Friday, September 23rd. And we will do chapters 33 and 34 of the book of Numbers tomorrow. Peace be with you. That's Shalom Aleichem. And may Yahweh bless and keep you all. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the Lord.